good girls go. All the good girls go. Welcome.
Hey. I am so excited right now. You have no idea. Welcome to Lady and the Harlot. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
The reason I am so fucking excited is we're doing another episode based around my favorite topic, music.
Yes. It's kind of like, you know, in the past we did episodes called the musical roller coaster ride of we did breakups and then we did songs.
Betrayal and hurt or cheating.
Yeah.
We did inappropriate songs that we shouldn't have been singing when we were kids.
Yeah. So this one is a little different. Now this is like the lovemaking songs. The songs that we had when sex.
Yes, either I call them eargasms because, like I said, I'm very sensory and hearing is a big thing.
Yeah.
So certain sounds will trigger somebody, or it could be lyrics, or it could be both, you know?
Right.
So it's really funny. So we made our little sex playlist of our life.
Our past, songs that we listened to from in our past relationships when we were having sex. And obviously those bring back memories.
Yeah, Cheryl wrote a Bible.
Even though those relationships obviously did not work out, clearly. But, you know, they take us back to certain moments, just like any other song from our past.
I know everybody out there has like something that will remind them. It could be a scent in the air brings them back to a moment in time.
Yeah. So these are like positive moments, positive
happy moments.
Euphoric memories.
Yeah. And a memory. So as Cheryl and I, we were writing down, so we wrote down songs that we've actually have played in those moments, and then songs that we would like to, that it kind of gets us in the mood.
Right.
And then I started writing down albums because,
you know, Dagna has like a full on, like, we'll be on this like for hours and hours if it was up to Dagna.
What's really funny though is that these albums are not sexy whatsoever.
Yeah, there's a couple of songs that are not like technically, if you listen to the lyrics, are not really love. They're talking about other things, but it's just maybe like the rhythm,
the music.
The music. Yeah,
that's why I said it. Sometimes it's the music. It doesn't even have to do with the lyrics. And a quick funny story. I was seeing the big truck driver redneck dude. When I was in South Carolina, I think I spoke about him on the interracial relationship episode.
Right. Is this part of the first one?
Yeah. Well, No. This is just kind of putting it out there with the album thing, because I was in shock when I was writing just now, because it was a shocking to me. We broke up and I'm talking to myself in the garage, well, in the parking lot of the Waffle House I was working at.
Right.
And I just said to God, or whatever is out there in the universe, can you please send me something good? And he sent me a bad boy, like a total bad boy. Like the law was after him type of bad boy. And
I don't think that's what God sent you. That was the devil.
Well, that was what I needed. Seriously, what I needed to just kind of get over this shit. It was a very good rebound, I will say.
Right.
And so we ended up spending the weekend together, but the initial like getting together and hooking up moment, he had like a big boombox with like the two CDs, like multiple CD holder or whatever. And he played the first Disturbed album and the first Godsmack album. And collectively that's an hour and 39 minutes. I did not realize that. But
interesting.
Not a lovemaking type of situation. It was like, let's just go at this. But anyway, so the first song, I have not had sex to this song.
Okay.
But it is one of my guilty pleasures. It is Bruno Mars. I know a lot of people don't really like Bruno Mars, but this song is fucking hot. It's
a lot of people like Bruno Mars.
Nah, not really. But not, I don't know. But anyway, this song is hot.
I love his voice.
But you hear that just musically sounds great. So lay it down. You got your legs up in the sky with the devil in your eyes. Let me hear you say you want it all. Say it now. Say it now. So
I like that song.
Right? No, but it gets better. Wait, let me just skim through real fast because he. So this part right here, I was like, oh yeah.
Daddy, it's yours.
Yes.
I like that. You're a dirty little lover.
And this part right here. Yes.
Me, motherfucker.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I like that.
Right? Right? I love music. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of get.
So when you're in the moment and you hear that, you're like, damn.
Woo, Lord. Yeah.
I'm getting wet.
Right? Right? Let's get that mop in that bucket, yo. Gorilla, that's the name of the song. A lot of people like will kind of get like,
Bruno
what
Mars.
The fuck is this?
Yeah.
You know? But then when you hear it, it's like, yeah, you're wanting to get passionate like animals. Like, yes. So that.
Yeah.
That is my
hot and sweaty.
Yes.
Who doesn't like sweaty sex?
I can see Cheryl's mind just kind of going.
Yeah, you know
right
my
now.
Mind. It's just going.
So that was my first like yes song. Right. I love this song. Yeah, so Cheryl has a song. What would you say about this song?
So this is from Starkiller. It's an interesting song. This goes back like wow. So sorry to those people. But this song was it's called Scream, and I think I'll explain.
So what was really funny, it was when we were kind of talking about these songs, I immediately nailed it. I was like, this has to be a night like out of the club and you're on some shit. Like
yeah.
You're
that's what it was.
Yeah.
So we were both on, you know, I don't condone, you know, anybody taking any type of substance. But back then, yeah, we had done E.
Yeah.
And we were both
on a high.
We were both on a high. Mm-hmm. And then listening obviously to music like this kind of makes you
enhances.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Enhances it. And we were just like zoned out. And then hearing this lyric, you know, for me, it just took it to another level.
And it replays in your head.
Yeah.
Like that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know how that feels. That's such a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's such a great feeling.
Yeah.
So how long ago was that?
That was years ago. This is like 2006. Yeah. Memories. Memories when, you know, used to be free, you know, not really responsibility free, but just kind of like free to just do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Just have a good time, go out, have fun. Get drunk, get stupid, come back home, have hot sex, and listen to stuff like
yes.
this. And,
you know, like I said, I love drunk sex. Drunk sex is the best. So the next song, Cheryl and I share. We did not have sex together with this song, but it just so happens that it was on both of our lists.
Yeah, it was.
So tell me the story of this song for you, and I'll tell you my story of this song for
okay,
me.
So it was with the same guy that I had sex to with. The previous song from Starkiller.
Who is it? BR?
Yeah.
BP?
We're doing trying to initial people, you know, in terms of that we were with.
Yeah,
so it's
this one, I'm not confused.
We're doing, we'll call him BR.
Okay. Right.
As crazy as that is. Because we don't name names.
Yes.
And again, it was another night. We went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The steakhouse in the city. And then we were drinking. And then we were walking back. He was like so fucked up. He was so fucked up. We were walking back because he lived in the city. And it was just like, it started like from the elevator going into his apartment. Mm-hmm. And then we just like, I played music.
Mm.
And this was like the very first song that just instantly like played.
Uh-huh.
And it just kind of went from there. And again, when you listen to the lyrics, it's just like, like an explosion.
Yeah. all right. So for what happened with me was I was invited over to watch American Horror Story.
Yeah. Because that, years later, this song was played on
and it's,
it.
And it's the thing, like it played in all the goth clubs, vamp clubs.
Yeah. This song came out like in 2006.
Yeah. Like a long time ago. Yeah. And
it played on American Horror Story Hotel, which you should really see that
great,
Lady Gaga.
Great
season. Yeah.
And I remember as we were watching that particular scene, that was the first encounter with Man-Man. And it was like the greatest head I've ever received.
Right.
To this day, hands down, I'm not a big receiver or a big fan of receiver because I get disappointed very quickly.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
And then
I could definitely say with this guy that I'm seeing, that's not a disappointment.
The head game is on point. Nice.
100%.
Nice. Maybe you guys can like play this song and rewrite that story.
All over again.
Right. And then fast forward a few months later, he and I went to a party and it came on. And then he doesn't dance, he's not a dancer, but he brought me on the dance floor.
With this song.
And we were so close and just that energy and that passion.
Is that vamp party?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because I remember the text.
Yes, it was. So this is She Wants Revenge. Tear You Apart. That beat.
Yeah.
Yes. I was actually replaying that moment.
Right.
As I'm listening to it, it does bring me back.
Yeah.
I don't miss anything else from that relationship, but I did miss that.
Yeah. I say the same thing. I don't miss anything else from my relationship, obviously, because, you know, that relationship ended not so well. But, you know, when you listen to these songs and it kind of brings you back to the pleasant moments within those relationships, you know, so.
Yeah. So the next song is definitely all me. I have not had sex to this song, but it definitely explains me. So I'm just going to get into it. This is, Khalees, In Public.
Go. Hey. was supposed to leave around 2:53. All I wanted to see is what would he do if I dropped down to my knees. I wanna play a game. Is someone coming? It don't matter, just the same. Try something fun with me. Let's take our clothes off all over the balcony. Let's get it on in public. Just let it go, I promise that you'll love it. Oh daddy, don't you wanna be my subject? Ooh, let's get it on in public.
So such an amazing bunch of lyrics. I mean, the rest of the song is very, very explicit. And it was when she was married to Nas. So,
yeah, because you hear him in there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It was, I guess it was their sex life. But it's very, yeah, very relatable about getting it on in public. So if you want to know more, that's the song. You can listen to it. Read all the lyrics, get ideas, jot them down.
For those that are looking for ideas.
Excitement.
Yeah, get it on in public.
Yeah.
You might have some fun doing that instead of doing it in the bedroom all the time.
Yes. Plain Jane. okay.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah. I'm actually going to skip to one of yours, which is As the Rush Comes.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, what is the story?
As the Rush Comes? So this is another one. This is another one being on something. And as the rush comes, because it feels like a rush, mm-hmm, you know, when it comes, mm-hmm, you know. So I think, you know, in reality, this song is about that.
Okay.
You know, during that time being, yeah, on. Son, and as I said, I don't condone anybody doing anything. This is in my younger days. And, you know, we all do crazy things.
Mm-hmm. This was, but that's when you're like them. Free, you know, yeah, you're in your 20s in New York City.
Yeah.
The nightlife is just like booming.
Yeah.
You go from club to club. You're having a good vibe with someone.
Yeah.
And you just let go and let loose and have, yeah, fun. That's all it
and
was
And this
about.
Was what it was. So it was kind of like another night, like how it was with the, you know, Scream. It's, mm-hmm, just same situation. Mm-hmm. And it's just, when you're on stuff like that, even if you're like, you know, whatever, it's just, it kind of makes you dive deep into, mm-hmm, those emotions and into whatever you're feeling at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's, and that's the only thing you're thinking about. You hear the music and you're in the moment, and then that's it.
Yes.
You don't have there's no distractions.
Yes. It like everything around you just melts,
yeah,
away. I,
exactly,
love those moments. I love those,
exactly,
moments.
It's like you don't hear anything else, yes, that's happening.
No.
Somebody could be walking in the room like, and you don't even know.
Right, someone could be getting murdered next door. The police could be there and you're like.
And they're like, and everything is zoned out. You're just there.
So as the rush comes. Oh yeah. This is total porn music.
Traveling somewhere, could be anywhere. There's a coldness in the air, but I don't care. We drift deeper.
Smiling at you for a reason.
Why?
Because I remember being in a club with the Kiss fan registered sex offender. We went to a club the weekend, right, of all people. No, but that's the thing. The sex with him was fucking amazing, but he was just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
We were in a club. It was a Puerto Rican day weekend.
Right.
We just ended up in a club, and I remember he and I fucking in the bathroom.
And hearing and that song.
Yeah.
How ironic is that? Is it an ironic? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally forgot. Like, it just brought me back.
To that moment.
To that bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. But that song, you hear the lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
You drift deeper into the sound. And that's exactly what happens, especially if you're on, like, you know, mm-hmm. and you're in that moment.
Mm-hmm. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Totally forgot. And see what I mean? Like, how the power of music and just senses.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it could be a scent, a smell, and it would bring you, like, instantly. Right back.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What I was telling Cheryl before we started recording is that, you know, even though I'm the metal rocker chick, I don't have a lot of metal rock albums or songs on this list. I'm a very soulful person.
Right.
So it's certain things that will connect with me. Mm-hmm. But this song is definitely not rock, and it's definitely not metal, and it's not pop. I love R&B.
Right.
So just very flow with it. So we have Flowetry, Say Yes.
Just tell her. See, I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Is that alright, baby, baby? There is only one for me. You have made that a possibility. We could take that step to see. If this is really gonna be, all you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes.
I think that this has been the main message of our podcast.
Just say yes.
Just say yes. Just do it.
Yes.
Right? Didn't that take you on a journey?
It reminded me of D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah. I forgot he had a song. What was his name of the song that was, like, the most popular song? Where he had the video his body naked, was,
Nah, he don't look like that no more.
He did.
D'Angelo.
Yeah, like, but I forgot the name of the song.
Oh, God. How does it feel or something like that?
Was it
something to that?
Yeah.
Something to that extent. But
yeah,
but the ladies out there that love R&B know the video.
Yeah. His body was fine back
then. His body was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love out to D'Angelo. I think he was trying to get back to that. I think he came
back. He can.
He can.
Yeah.
All right. So I think I want to talk about, so is this one Love Comes Again also with?
Yes.
You guys had a whole soundtrack. Wow.
So yeah, this is Tiesto. So yeah, this is all, like, you know, if you want to call it electronic dance, you
trance,
know, trance music.
Porn music. I call it porn music.
Yeah. You know, for this, you have to kind of, like, really skip forward.
Okay.
You know, where it kind of says, you know, you have become what you've always been.
Let me see here. I can do that. Oh, that?
Yeah. And it kind of goes to love.
Chosen.
Yeah, so that's just like, yeah. It's just like, I guess the soundtrack with the other two that you heard that was mine. And it's just those moments. This one, you know, we just, I don't think that was like any specific moment. We just like both loved the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we went to go see him in Miami.
Oh, nice.
This is like that festival.
I didn't know that.
They have Tomorrowland. They have it like every single year in Miami, mm-hmm. where everybody, back in the days, everybody there was just buzzed out of their mind, I guess you could say. It's like, but it was just very fun and, you know, crazy and
glow sticks.
Yeah, not glow sticks, but, you know, and then we always had sex after stuff like this. So mm-hmm. it was just like, you know,
yeah,
just living in the moment and just having fun.
Oh, yeah. My next one, I haven't had sex with this song either, but I love the sound of it. And actually, it was written by Joy Division, mm-hmm. but I love the Nine Inch Nails version of the song because it's a lot slower pace.
Is that what is playing the Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay. Yeah, because that's the one that I gravitate. Because it's Trent.
Yeah.
How can you not
sexy
gravitate?
As hell, man.
How can you not gravitate
towards
Trent?
Still get it today.
Yes. You can get it to yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Every day.
Every day, every second. Yes.
Just call us.
Yes. he's like, I'm staying away.
He has a beautiful wife.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah, and she's also a singer. Yeah. So, anyway, this is Dead Souls off the Crow soundtrack.
Oh, I love this song. Forgot about it.
I'm gonna fast forward just a little bit to when you hear the soothing, melting voice of Trent Reznor.
From The Crow.
Yeah, the original version is a lot like a faster tempo.
Right.
But I love his change on it, just slowing it down.
Right.
You know, and it's so sexy, just like him.
Yes, it is.
So Private Emotion is story.
Yeah, I think we should like probably take that one out.
Okay. I shall.
Maybe we should just go to Unchained Melody.
Aw, such a like emotional soundtrack.
Yeah, because it's from Ghost, but you know, yes. You know, people know it unfortunately only just from Ghost, but yes. This goes all the way back to like the 60s when they came out, right? The Righteous Brothers.
Right.
I've hungered for your touch alone. Lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more.
That song makes me want to cry.
It is. It's so fucking emotional.
I know.
It's so emotional. I don't actually want to make love to this song. I just want to slow dance with my man in the kitchen.
This song makes me want to cry.
Yes.
But when you have... listen, I would say when you're having sex, that's like a very passionate...
Yes.
Like love.
Yes.
Like, you got to be really in love with this person.
Right. There's no after club, slam against the wall type sex. This is like
love making songs.
Yeah.
Which I don't really do often.
That's why you want to cry. I was like, I see me dancing in my kitchen with my husband or whatever when we're like elderly and the kids are out. They have their own families. And
I actually thought about that too. Yes, it was so funny.
That's what that song is.
But I love the song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I love the song. And it is a really like it's. That song is for somebody who you truly, really, really love.
Not for
some random dude. Yeah, like you just said, like, or coming from a club type song. Obviously, it's not one of those.
Yeah, it's not one of those, like, I just picked up this guy in this club and I'm feeling really good. And now I'm going to feel even better, you know? And we're just going to mess up my whole place or his whole place. We're going to knock lamps over. Yeah. No, this is more... You're invested and you're with this person.
Yeah, which is what I want, though. Yeah.
Well, this is what I would love that too, sweetie, but you know.
Sometimes reality, but you never know.
Right.
I do believe it will be.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to add something.
Okay.
What's so funny is, so everybody associates that with like the Ghost soundtrack.
Yeah.
I heard it way before that.
Yeah.
Too. Is there an actual soundtrack that you gravitate towards?
No, really. Where I like all the songs on there.
Yeah. So there's only two, I would have to say there's two soundtracks that I gravitate towards that capture me from beginning to end. And it would have to be the Dracula soundtrack and Queen of the Damned. And that's just my dark goth side, I guess. Who knows?
Right.
But if anybody is looking for any dark, passionate type sounds or lust or whatever.
Isn't into lust?
Yes, you can go check those two soundtracks out.
Right.
But yeah, so we both have Sade on our list. I mean, who doesn't fucking love Sade?
Sade is the lovemaking soundtrack.
Yes, she's the queen of that.
Yeah.
Even when you're going through a breakup, it's like, yeah, God damn it, I'm playing Sade. Cry my eyes out. Yeah, she has a song called "Somebody Already Broke My Heart." You know,
right. And
my ex husband used to sing it all the time. But yeah, every time I listen to Sade, I think of my ex husband.
Right.
Because we loved her, and he pretty much owned all of her albums.
Yeah.
So what is your connection to this particular song?
I mean, there's no real connection. I mean, this is just a song.
A great song.
Yeah, it is. And this is I love the movie that it was actually connected to.
Which one was it?
Indecent Proposal.
Yes, Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, with Demi Moore and
Robert Redford.
Yeah,
and Woody Harrelson. Harrison.
Yeah, yes. I was about to say Woody Harrelson. I don't know where that came from. Sorry.
Yeah, that was a great concept for a movie.
But yeah.
Here we go. No Ordinary Love. You know, I did not realize this is a 7-minute song. Wow.
Yeah.
It's such a great song, though.
It is.
Took my love.
I love the song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It really is a great song. I think we were like 13 when this song came out.
Yeah. Yeah. This is 93 yeah. that movie came out. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And it still holds the test of time.
Yeah, it does.
You know? Her voice is just like so soothing, like butter.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. What was the name of that song that she did? Un Momento. I was, like I said, my ex-husband and I always listened to Sade, and our song was, this was our song. We actually would dance in the kitchen to this song.
This is Dancing in the Kitchen song, not yes. love-making song.
No. No. But you can make love to this song. Actually,
You can.
There's a scene in Sex and the City where Samantha is in love with Richard, the guy who breaks her heart. And this is the song that they were listening to by the pool. And he, like, that's when she fell in love with him. You can see it.
Right.
You think I'd leave your side, baby? Better than that. Think I'd leave you down when you're down on your knees. I wouldn't do that. I'll tell you you're right when you want.
This is a nice song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Your Side. Great, great song. She has a ton. Like, if Sade comes back around, like, we need to go see her.
Yeah, I agree.
I fucking love her. Her and Anita Baker. Those yes. two. And I know Anita's not going to tour again, which sucks.
Right.
So I am going to get back to our little playlist here, but that was just a little side thing that I remembered. So... Is there a story behind this song?
Which song?
I'm gonna point it out so I don't like ruin it.
Okay. It's so crazy. I think that song, you know, I did have sex to that song. Mm-hmm. And I think listening to the lyrics, it's not a love making song. It's talking about him breaking up and getting a divorce.
Oh, shit.
That's what it is if you listen to the lyrics. Uh-huh. And he's talking about them separating and he tried or whatever. But I love his voice. Mm-hmm. And when you listen to the lyrics and you listen to everything, it
takes draws you to another place.
Yeah. But in the interim of that, mm-hmm. it made me realize something with my current relationship with this person.
Okay. Okay.
You know, yeah. It made me kind of realize, it made me realize my situation with my divorce mm-hmm. and then the situation that I was in with him. Mm-hmm. So it kind of took me to two different places, you know, one part of enjoyment and the other part of realization.
In the moment?
It's crazy.
Okay.
So. But I love the song because I love him and I love how.
His delivery.
Yeah, his delivery of it. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is Climax by Usher.
The way that we're fast, we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give in, so we both gave up. Can't take it back. It's too late. We reached the climax. I've fallen somehow.
that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're right
away. Yeah, so his, you know, as I said, this is about his divorce with his wife, you know, and then, you know, but again, it's just the delivery of it and the way the melody, the way it sounds, his voice, it just, he's an amazing singer, Usher, and it just draws you in, you know, so all his songs, regardless of what he's talking about, from cheating to love to everything, it's just like,
yeah. You're like, yes.
Yes. All you gotta whatever you say.
Yes.
Because of his voice. It's just amazing.
So this is one of my favorites. I love this song. I've never had sex to it, but I do love The Weeknd. And there are several Weeknd songs that I would.
Right.
This wouldn't be one of them for me, but what is your connection with this particular song?
This is the one that I put on.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done anything, you know, obviously to this song, but I just like the lyrics to it because it's just, you know, tell me what you really like, you know, it's, I just love the I just love the song itself.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I feel it coming.
You really like, baby, I can take my time, we don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step, I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies, I can feel that body shake, and the heat between your legs, you've been scared of love, and what it did to you, you don't have to run.
Feel-good song.
Yeah, it is. That's what it is. It's a feel-good song.
I like
tell
I said,
what you really like. You know, it's like
I do. I like I said. I love The Weeknd.
He's, yeah, he's the way his lyrics, you know, what he puts together, the way he writes his songs, is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this one, I actually am connected to. It picture it, 3 days worth of sex and. This is where the big, I guess, climax happens. And this song was playing. And every time I hear this song, it brings me right back.
Right.
But this is How to Destroy Angels, A Drowning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I literally felt like I was drowning in ecstasy.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I like that song.
And do you know who that is?
Who's that?
It's Trent Reznor's wife. It was Trent that produced that song.
Really?
Yes. So that's her band. It's called How to Destroy Angels.
Oh.
Great first album. I haven't listened to the second album. But yes, that says Trent all over it.
Yeah, there you go.
So another one. Gotta love that man. Fuck.
Like, she's lucky.
She is one lucky woman. She knows it. Yeah. And she knows it.
I'm sure he's lucky too.
Oh, yeah. Sure he is. I don't give a fuck. I'm being freaking sour about it. Okay, so is there somewhere? What the dealio?
He's so crazy. It's kind of more like fast forwarding it to the end. Mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you say?
I like this song.
Okay.
Let's just say. Mm-hmm. I just really like this song by Halsey. Mm-hmm. Is There Somewhere? Like the song, so there's no like, it's not like I had like sex to the song or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. There's no connection,
but no, in that sense. Okay. No, there's no connection, but I just really love the song, and this is a song that I probably would want to.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be sorry for falling in love, though.
Yeah, because this is like a song, like, you know, falling in love, right. You know, meeting somebody and not expecting to fall in love with this person, but it happened, you know. So this is kind of like how what this song is more for.
Right.
So it's kind of like a hoping and a yearning for something like that.
Okay.
You know.
What about, so this next one.
Closer.
Okay.
No, not close, After Dark. That's,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So After Dark.
Yeah.
What about After Dark? What do you want to say?
After Dark is just, I just like the song.
It's a good song.
Yeah. I just like the rhythm to it and the flow. And I can imagine myself having sex to the song. Yeah, so it's just a cool song.
Yeah, it those synth sounds is like, it was a thing decades ago, and now it's like making a huge comeback now.
Right.
And it just, you get lost in those sounds.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what it, that's what, how it should be. You should get lost in the moment when you're having sex.
It's so funny because it kind of sort of similar to the one that I'm about to play. This one that I'm about to play, my dear close friend, who I literally is like my brother. We fight like brother and sister. He created this song, and his group is called A Darker Color Bright. This one's called Romagnetic. Such a good song.
Yeah, you sent that to me, right?
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, every song off that album is very, you can so get it on.
Yeah.
And then he did a remake album of those songs, and yeah, I could totally get lost in that with my partner. So he knocked it out the ballpark with that. So yeah, I want to know, like, what do you guys, what songs bring you back to
that? What is your soundtrack?
Yes, what is your sex soundtrack, and what brings you back to that moment in time? Or do you fantasize when you hear certain songs of what you would like to do to someone?
Yeah, because there's so many songs out, you know, today.
Yeah, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to, like, reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook, it's Lady and the Harlot. If you want to send us any, send us what you would listen to or what you have listened to, please feel free to do so at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com. Or you can, like, go to our website and listen to the episodes or buy merch.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Is there any other songs that you have that you want to, like, sum it up to?
Sum it up to.
Yeah, like,
well, we had two more, but we're definitely going to
No, from you.
From me, there's just one.
Okay, so we're going to, like, ease on out with that.
Ease on down the road.
ease on down the road. That's a different type of song. Yeah.
What's really funny is this song is not a sex song whatsoever.
Right.
But it was a sex song that I, when I had sex with my husband, in a public private place,
right,
so to speak.
But so just, we should probably close out with that song.
Yes, close it out like my marriage. yeah, it's musically how it sounds, not the lyrics whatsoever. So anyway, this is Thoughtless by Korn. And with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on Lady and the Harlot. We will catch you around next time.
Bye.